historical site, and now one of them has had its past put into a whole new light.
A medieval settlement in Bix Bottom near Henley is the site of three burials, which historians believe mark the site of an abandoned church, and carbon dating suggests the remains could be up to 800 years old.
Joining us from Victoria County History, part of the research team, is Stephen Marson. Stephen, what have you discovered then?
Hi, good morning. Well, it is very exciting, as you say. We have found what seems to be a medieval cemetery associated with an abandoned church. With a small-scale excavation, we've found three skeletons. And as you say, they date to the Middle Ages. They date from the late 12th to mid-13th century.
So what did you know about the sites beforehand, then?
Well, we knew quite a lot, actually. I mean, it's an area we've been working on for the last 3 years, really. It's part of our research on the Henley area for the Victoria County History, which is a nationally organised local history project. So we've done lots of landscape research, lots of documentary research, and we found various bits of evidence about the site in the north of Bix, which is now, as you probably know, a very isolated valley, very beautiful rural area. But there have been various stories going back a long time about what this site might be. I mean, it was called Old Chapel already, very indicatively in the 18th century. And some chap supposedly excavated the site in about 1900 and said he found lots of human bones and the remains of a building, but sadly, he didn't record that at all or publish it. There's been lots of other speculation about other sites in Bix, so really the only way to nail it down was to do some archaeology, and we've been tremendously lucky to get together with SOAG, a South Oxfordshire Archaeological Group, to do some field archaeology to investigate the site. And as you say, we seem to have found a cemetery on this old chapel site, which is now occupied by two modern cottages in Bix Bottom, an area which is very isolated, but which formerly, as you say, seems to have been part of Bix settlement and a core part of it, really.
Talk me through the excavation. How big a project was this for you?
Well, it's been quite long running. It's what you might call an evaluation exercise in terms of archaeology, and we did geophysics last year to see if we could find what might be on the site, which came up with sort of mixed findings. We followed that up with some trial trenches, and particularly a trench in the back garden in an area which is much less disturbed by modern building work. It's just a 4-metre by 1-metre trench. We've got three bodies in there, which really strongly suggest that it is a formal cemetery site, and they're all buried east-west. And we've been able to examine those closely and look at the associated finds. I mean, there have been pottery finds from the Middle Ages, but also from the Roman period, showing us something about the very much earlier settlement of this beautiful part of South Oxfordshire.
How surprised were you with the findings?
Well, we were hoping that our theory was correct, so in a sense we were sort of expecting this, but it was really an 11th hour discovery in terms of the digging. We'd been doing a lot of work there, and we were getting a bit despondent, really. We wouldn't find anything. We'd find bits of pottery, but not the skeletons we were after. And then finally, one of our experienced volunteers was digging, about to finish the trench, really, on the late afternoon, and suddenly bones started to appear. We found bits and pieces of bone, but this was clearly articulated, part of a whole skeleton. So we were very pleased and excited when it did appear that we did have these skeletons, yeah.
How significant is this?
Well, it's tremendously significant, I think. It tells us a good deal more about settlement in this area, part of South Oxfordshire, which there's not that much archaeology goes on because there's not that much modern building and development archaeology work. It's very wooded. It's hard to see the area from air photos and so on. So this really, besides the documentary research, which can tell us so much about the medieval period, this really adds a new dimension, helps us to understand how settlement really shifted, it seems, in the late Middle Ages and early modern period, in Bix particularly, away from this valley in the north down towards the Turnpike Road and Henley further south as part of the sort of decline of settlement and reduction of population. It also shifted in locations. That's tremendously interesting. It tells us a good deal about that, but also a bit about the Roman period, it seems. We know there's Roman activity in the area with a villa excavated by David Nichols in the 50s. This seems to suggest there may possibly be some minor settlement further up the dip slope of the Chilterns as well. So it's tremendously exciting.
Tell us a bit more about this carbon dating that we mentioned. How does that work?
Yes, it's a fascinating technique and really vital for this kind of work when you've got skeletons with no sort of coffins or nails or other indicative dating evidence. We collaborated with the Oxford Research Laboratory, and you essentially take small samples of bone, which they're able to analyse. basically carbon will deteriorate over time, and so the older a specimen is, the less carbon will be left, so they can actually measure the amount of carbon and tell us quite how old these are. As I said, we've got sort of a date range, but we've definitely got late 12th to mid-13th century. So it's an exciting technology.
On this programme, we were at a dig earlier in the year near Wallingford. Is Oxfordshire a hotbed of archaeological activity then?
Yes, I mean, there is a great deal of exciting work going on at the moment, both professional and with amateur groups like SOAG and collaborating with historians as us at the VCH. So there is a good deal of work going on. Wallingford's a very exciting project involving the university and many others at the moment. So, yes, we look forward to lots more exciting findings, I think.
Exactly. Well, Stephen Marlson from Victoria County History, many thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's good to chat with you. It's 21.